好多人都不认了，也好多人都认
了。I cannot recognize a lot of faces tonight, but I still remember many of you.
有可能也是因为年纪变大了。
Maybe because I'm getting older.
而且记忆力在衰退。
And my memory is not that good right now.
我有一次在中国的火车上面。
One time when I was on a train in China.
火车。
Train.
水平越来越差我看到那个火车站在上面站那个柱子上写的字
There was a pillar in the, inside the,、the train station
我居然不认的
There are some words written on, this, on it but I couldn't recognize any words
我说我是在中国长大的中国受的教育怎么那些字我都不认的
Actually, I was raised up and educated in China. How come I did not recognize those Chinese words?
后来我在想说，因为我小的时候刚信主的时候被抓去逼迫，让我写检讨，写基督两个字，我基督都不会，这两个字我都不会写。
I remember when I was young and I was taken to the police station because of my faith, and I was forced to write a repent letter.And I, at that time, I couldn't even read, write the, the word Jesus, Jesus Christ in Chinese.
那在那个火车上，我也在想说，基督两个字怎么写？
火车站。
就在火车上面。
So at that time, when I was in the railroad station, then I thought, how could I write the word Jesus Christ in Chinese?
我居然也不知道怎么写。
And then suddenly, I could find out that I didn't know how to write it.
我说主啊，人老了以后连你都忘了吗
？So as I talk to God, Lord, did I forget you when I get older?
但是，我心里就有一个很强的声音。
But inside my heart, there's a strong voice.
即使我不会写“基督”两个字
，Even though I did not know, how to write the word Jesus Christ in Chinese.
基督已经把他的爱写在我的心里了。
But Jesus already written his love in and inscribed his love in my heart.
而且圣经里面讲说，没有任何东西使我们跟基督的爱可以分开。
And there is also written in the Bible that there's nothing that can separate Jesus' love from us.
所以我们祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，我就向你献上满心的感谢。
Lord, I'm going to give you all my thanksgiving.
十多年前我在这里。
More than 10 years ago, I was here.
那是你的恩典。
Because of your grace.
今天又在这里。
And today I stand in this church.
也是你的恩典。
It's all because of your grace.
十多年前我在这个教会被挑战。
And about 10 years ago, I was challenged in this church.
今天人来呼叫我去挑战他们。
And now today you send me here to challenge the congregation here.
主啊，我想是你自己来挑战我们。
So I think, Lord, it is you that will challenge us.
那你今天就与我们同在。
And ask for your presence with us today.
你常常与我们同在。
And you are always with us.
你常常与这个教会同在。
You are always with this church.
让这个教会重在你的挑战当中。
May this church always stand in your challenge.
祷告奉耶稣的名祈求。
And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
去年，昆明请我来的时候，我就想办法推掉他。
Last year, Kunming invited me to come to be a speaker, and I tried my best effort to say no.
后来真的有机会就给他推了。
So at last, I got a chance, so I declined the invitation.
因为那个保罗来了。
Because Junxin Paul was here.
那个更合适。
And he is even a better speaker.
今年我也想推掉。
And this year, again, I want to decline the invitation.
但是推不掉了。
But I couldn't.
不是我不想念这里的弟兄姐妹。
It's not because I did not want to come see you, brothers and sisters.
我发现说我从去年六月份做了牧师以后，做牧师比做宣教士要累好多。
I find out that since I come back to the U.S. to be a pastor from last June, I find out it's more difficult.And tiring to be a pastor than a missionary.
我就体会圣经里面，如果你们熟悉圣经，有个叫马大的，他为许多的事 心里慌乱。
I think you remember there's a person in the Bible, Martha. She was busy and anxious with a lot of things.
然后没有事情可做的时候，我就体会保罗说，我为众教会天天操心的事压在我身上。
And even though if I don't have anything to work on, I still experienced what Paul felt that he was anxious about all the things about church.
当然，使徒保罗厉害哈，他众教会，我只要一个教会就够了。
And I say Paul was worried about a lot of churches for all the churches, but for 杨福牧师 Pastor 曼福 he only worried about one church.
麻烦的就是我没有像马大那样，你知道马大很有意思的，马大有这么多烦恼的事情，可是他就有耶稣在他边上，他就向耶稣求。
And the problem is, unlike Martha, she was busy with a lot of things, but she had Jesus by her side.
虽然耶稣是责备他，那也是好的。
Even though Jesus kind of confront her, but still it is good. Jesus is physically beside her.
今天我们多少人想知道神的声音，哪怕是一个责备的声音都听不到。
Today, a lot of us want to listen to God's word, even though it's a word of condemnation.
那我也没有像保罗那样，他会祷告的时候，神会给他说，我的恩典够你用。
When Paul prayed and Jesus and the Lord God told him, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以这个就是一个我不想来的理由。
That is one reason why I didn't want to come.
另外一点呢 ，CIU 是一个很有名的宣教神学院。
And another reason is CIU is a very famous school for mission.
啊，十年前有一个神学院录取了我，我很不想，我很不心甘。我说，怎么没有一个比较注重宣教的神学院
？10 years ago, one seminary accepted my application, but I was I still kind of eager to want to see if there's a seminary that have a good concentration and emphasis on mission.
然后找到了这个 CIU 的神学院。
So I found final CIU.
因为我看到里面，我不知道现在怎么样，90%的教授都有过宣教的经验。
I knew at that time, I don't know about present, about presently, but at that time, 90% of the professors have been missionaries overseas.
所以我就认定了这个学校。
So I think this is the school I want to attend.
啊，这是我第二个理由不愿意来。
And that was the second reason why I didn't want to come.
这么好的宣教神学院在这里来做宣道年会就好了。
So we have such a good seminary concentrated on missions that they can come and teach you all about missions.
我在中国的时候，你们可能认识心理，我们的学长。
Maybe you still remember about Cindy? I met him in China.
我见到他好多次。
I met him for many times in China.
有一次我们是一起被抓去了。
And one time we were both caught by the police.
还有一次我们坐在那聊天的时候。
And then the other time when we were sitting down there talking.
我们在数算我们在 CIU 的同学。
And then we can kind of remembering all the classmates we have at CIU.
我们的同学都在宣教工厂上。
And all the classmates we remember, they all serve.God overseas as missionary.
然后我们也听说，在从国内到美国来留学的、读神学的，90%以上都不会回国。
And then we also recognize that there are a lot of students coming from China to study theology in the U.S., but more than 90% of them stay in the U.S. and did not return.
我不是说回去就一定好事哈。
I didn't mean that going back to China, returning to China is the best thing for them.
但是我们都感受到说，我们被神的爱激励，我们要把这份爱传给别人。
So, but we all feel that we are being challenged and encouraged by the love of God, and that we are willing to share God's love with other people.
所以你们当中有人经历过基督的爱吗
？So for those who have experienced the love of God.
你说不是圣经里面讲得很清楚吗？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Is that what stated clearly in the Bible that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life?
我今天能够信主，不是因为神爱我吗
？Today I become a Christian. It is all because of the love of God.
那你怎么还说我们没有经历神的爱呢
？So how can you say that we haven't experienced the love of God?
这个爱这个词啊，在各国都用，而且用得非常的烂。
The word love has been used by many countries in the world, but they use it in a too generally.
我不知道大家听过一个大卫鲍森的人没有，他在国内非常的流行。
David Paulson. Okay. See, he is very famous and popular in China.
他讲过说今天我们谈的爱70%的都是男女之间的爱。
So when we talk about love today, about 70 to 80% is only about the love between the man and the woman.
如果这个爱是爱情，那也不错。
But if this love is really a love between the man and the woman, and that's still good.
因为爱情比一切都价更高嘛，哈，我们以前学的时候嘛，生命诚可贵，爱情比生命还。
Because in the business, love is good. Human love is good because it is even better than the freedom is better than that, right?
但是今天的爱情成了情爱哈，因为有情欲我才爱你，没有情欲我就不爱你。
But today the love has we put the a lot of people love people because of lust, and they put a lot of lust in the love.
所以这个不是圣经里面讲的爱。
It's not what the love that the Bible talks about.
那我们中国人，像我那一代人，还有一个爱也很有意思。
The people at my age, when we were in China, there's another type of love.
叫哥们义气。
That is a brotherly love.
就是我就是跟你义气相投，我就跟定你了，你是老大，管你怎么样，我就跟死你到底。
Okay, since we are so, We are so connected, so if you are my boss, I will always follow you and love you.
这我们常常听到说为朋友两肋插刀。
So you even will die for your friend.
然后呢，这个爱呢，最高的表现就是几千年，不知道是有多少千年前，我这个中国历史没有学好。桃园三结义的时候，刘备、张飞、关羽、张飞，他们三个就是这种哥们义气。
So this is expressed to the ultimo in a Chinese novel that for the three empires, there are three brothers that they become brothers, not by blood, but by love.
所以我有一次跟我一位很好的朋友，也是在组里面侍奉很多年，但是现在你知道中国的经济这么好，他们很多人跑到中国去继续发展的时候。
So I have some good friends in the past, and they since the Chinese economy is growing very fast, they went back to China to do business.
他说我这个朋友舍不得啊，因为他现在脱身脱不了，就是朋友舍不得啊。
脱身脱不了。
就是他想离开他那边的人，但是因为这哥们义气，
哦、
那就现在要出不来。
He wanted to leave, but because of those brotherly love that he was bonded, he could not leave the country.
我说你忘了，你还有一个哥们。
Then he said, okay, you forgot another brother that you have.
耶稣为你舍命，耶稣说你是我的朋友。
And Jesus died for you, and Jesus said he is your friend.
我们从来都没有想过这个哥们。
We never did you come across your mind about this Jesus is your brother.
但是这个哥们义气的爱还不是神的爱。
Okay, so...But this kind of brotherly love is not actually what love God has.
因为这个爱里面它没有真理，我就是这样子。
Because in this type of a human brotherly love, there is no truth in it.
那神的爱哈，我们不需要读书读太久，读圣经读下去，你就会发现神的爱跟他的圣洁紧紧的连在一起。
So if you read the Bible, you don't need to read a lot of it, but you will sooner or later you realize the love of God is also tied to His holiness.
那后来我理解圣洁就是唯神独尊。
So I remember that later I recognize that oh, God is the ultimate.
那有很多人说，因为你基督教独裁，神独裁。
And a lot of people complain that saying that Christianity is too authoritative.
那这个世界上我们不要独裁的人，你不要神去独裁，不要神主宰你的生命，你自己就要做神。
We don't want God to be a dictator. We want to be our own master of our life.
神的圣洁唯我独，唯他独尊，唯他是超越的神。那他要你做的，他要你做的这一切的东西。都是出于他的意思，都出于他的旨意。
So God is the ultimate, and so what He wants us to do is all come from His holy will.
那他的旨意都是美善的。
His will is all good.
那你违背他的旨意，他的旨意都是美善的时候，他要用各样的办法让你回到他的旨意里头。
Since his good, his will is good, so he will try all kinds of methods to direct you back to go on his will.
你不回到他的旨意里面，他用各样的方法让你回到这里，你不回到他的旨意里面，你就失去了神创造你，神在你身上所定的美好的东西。
So if you do not follow his good will, then you will lose the good things that he's going to give to you.
那我们看到的好像他表现出来的是公义，哦，我不遵循你，你就要惩罚我，你就要审判我，那是因为他背后那个真正的爱，他要你回到他里面去。
Maybe on the surface you only see his righteousness, because if you will find out that if you do not follow his will, you may get punishment. But behind this is all this because of God's love for us, that he wants us to go to follow his good will.
我想这个圣节我没有想明白，但是我也不今天晚上也没有办法花太多的时间想，但是这个圣节超越跟他的那个爱是紧紧的连在一起的。
I don't have much time to explain to you what holiness means, but I can tell you God's love is tied to his attribute of holiness.
我们来看一段经文今天。
Let's read the Bible verses.
我选的哈不见得照着那个圣经的段落，但是呢我就照着我自己的看感动来选的是约翰福音14:20-25。
The verse, Bible verse we're going to read today is from the book of John 14:20-25.
那你们有圣经呢，就是翻开那一段哈，因为我的习惯会常常回到这个圣经里头。
So if you have the Bible, can you turn to that page? John 14:20-25.
那我给大家读哈，从二十节开始。这是耶稣对门徒讲的话。他说到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。犹大，不是加略人犹大，问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。我还与你们同住的时候，已经将这些话对你们说了。
Verse 20-25. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father.And I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas Iscariot said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and they will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me and will not follow my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.All this I have spoken while still with you.
那这段经文呢是在约翰福音的13:16之间。
This Bible verse is between chapter 13 and 16.
那十三章的时候，耶稣为门徒洗脚，也为犹大洗脚了哈，卖主的犹大洗脚。
In chapter 13, it is recorded that Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, including the feet of Judas.
然后犹大走了以后，耶稣做了一系列的教导。那也包括这一段。
So after Judas left, Jesus gave a lot of teachings to his disciples, including this passage.
那我们如果只看这一段的话，我们先看一下这一段，好像耶稣说，到了那一天，你就知道，你就更了解我了。我在天父里面，天父在我里面，我也在你里面，里面你们也在我里面。然后还要说我要向你们显现。
This means this verse say that on that day you realize I'm in the Father and you are in me and I'm in you and that I will show myself to you.
那其中有一个门徒不是卖主的犹大，也叫犹大，他以为呢，就是耶稣的显现可能就是指向这些门徒们显现，所以他在问说， 主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
Judas, not the Judas that betrayed Jesus, and he asked, he thought Jesus only show him to them, but not to the world. So that's why he asked this question.
那解经家对这个那一日可能有不同的解释，有的人说是耶稣复活了，有的人会说，会不会五旬节圣灵降下来？
So, verse 20, on that day, there are different explanations. One says on the day that Jesus resurrected, or they say it's the day of Pentecost.
但是不管怎么样，耶稣要向人显现，向什么样的人显现呢？
But no matter what, this mentioned Jesus will show himself to us. So to whom?
那二十节里面讲说，有了我的命令又遵守的人。
And verse 20, he said that those whoever has his commands and followed.
那犹大可能理解为只是他们门徒。
And Judas thought this meant the show to the disciples only.
所以耶稣直接回答犹大说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。”在二十三节，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And Jesus replied to Judas, say, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father who loves them, and they will come to them and make our home with them."
所以从我读这段经文来看的话，犹大要问他说，你为什么要指向我们显现，可能是门徒这里显现，可是耶稣的几次回答，我要向爱我的人显现。
Although Judas thought it was Jesus only will show him to the disciples, but several times Jesus mentioned he will show to the people who loved him.
而且他说不仅我要向爱我的人显现，我的父天父也要向他们显现，天父自己要爱他。那在二十三节的时候，天父和我都要与他同住。
Not only Jesus will show him to the people who love him, but also the Father will also show himself. No matter they will also make their home with them.
那这个同住这个词呢，跟二十五节里面他说我还与你们同住的时候，虽然有一点点的区别，但是。几乎是一样的，就住在你的家里头，跟你同住。
In verse 23 means make our home with them, and 25 say with them, but it still means that they make their stay with them. That means stay with them.
所以我们从这段经文里面，到底是耶稣只是复活后向人显现呢，还是有别的意思呢？我们可能看不出来。
So we cannot find out. Is it Jesus appeared after his resurrection means that he will show him to the people, or there are other?Meanings, we are not sure.
但是我们稍微把那个前后文扩展一下。
But if we extend and see the verses before and after this passage,
你看那个第十五节，十四章的十四章的十六节。
If you read the chapter 14, verse 16,
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他远远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
然后我们往后看25节、26节的时候，请我们读到25节、26节。但保惠师就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So on verse 26, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you.
那想起我对你们所说的一切话，显然是包含了这个二十节到二十五节里面讲的那一件话，我要向你们显现。
So everything I have said to you, it must include what mentioned in verse 20 to 25, that is, he will show himself.
那是不是哦？原来我们信了耶稣的人就有圣灵住在我们里面，所以这个就表示耶稣向我们显现了。
Is it because we, whoever believes in Jesus, the Holy Spirit will abide in us, that means Jesus will show himself to us?
我相信是有这个意思，但是今天我们把圣灵住在我们里面变成一个好像俗语一样，圣灵住在你里面，跟你真的，假如你设想一下，跟你真的面对面坐在耶稣边上，那会是一码事吗？
So today we see, or always say that Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in our heart. But is it the same? Is the Spirit live in your heart? Is the same that you sit by beside Jesus?
这个圣灵住在你里面只是一个神学上的意义吗？还是耶稣讲的显现的时候，真的圣灵住在你里面，那个起的功效，那个起的 卓越，或者说你的感受真的就像耶稣和天父与你同在一样。
So the Holy Spirit lives in you, is it just a theological jargon, or you really experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus and Lord and God in your life?
那耶稣说他像什么样的人会这样显现呢？像爱他的人。
So Jesus said he will show himself to what kind of people? To the people who love him.
谁是爱他的人呢？
Who are the people who love him?
是遵守他命令的人。
Those who keep his commands.
那什么是他的命令呢？
Now, what are his commands?
就在13章里面他给了一条新的命令。
That's in John 13, he gave them a new commandment.
他说你们要彼此相爱。
That is love one another.
耶稣怎么爱我们，我们也要彼此相爱。
Now, Jesus loves us and we have to love one another.
那耶稣怎么爱我们呢？
How Jesus loves us.
那除了那个洗脚以外，
besides he washing the disciples' feet.
我们再扩大一点，前后文呢，我们看到约翰一书的里面呢写说，耶稣怎样爱我们呢？他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So how can we say that Jesus loves us? In 1 John, he mentioned about Jesus become a propitiation.
他说这个也更是神的爱。神把他的独生子赐给我们做了挽回祭，就是我们本来不愿意跟着神走，我们在悖逆当中，神显得是公义，但他要用各样的方法，特别用了一样的方法，就是让他的独生子死在十字架上，让我们可以跟着他走。
So how he showed God's love to us? He sent his son to die for our sin, to become an atoning sacrifice. So this sacrifice fully showed God's love for us.
那有很多人说，哎呀，耶稣死了，耶稣钉在十字架，痛苦的是耶稣啊！天父有什么 好痛苦的
？So some people may say, "Oh, the one who died on the cross who suffered the pain is Jesus." So God doesn't suffer anything.
我做了爸爸后就知道，我儿子如果受苦，我宁可替他受苦。
After I become a father, and then I realize if my son go through any pain, I would rather suffer the pain for him.
你有爱。就有痛苦。
If you love, then you will experience pain.
我们身体连在一起，身体被割一刀会很痛。
If you are cut, your body is cut, then you feel the pain.
如果你有爱，爱就好像身体那个这个神经连在一起一样，那其中一个人受伤害的时候，痛苦的时候，你会痛苦。
If you have love, the love is just become a part of your body.Kind of like your nerves, and then if you get cut, and then you feel the pain.
所以耶稣说他要像那些遵守他命令的，那遵守他命令就特别就是彼此相爱这个命令的人，他要显现，他显现的程度就好像他当时与门徒同在一样。
So for those who love him is those who keep his command, and he will he will show himself to these people just like.The way he showed him just like he is pleasant and live with them, in them.
那圣经在约翰一书里面他还讲到说，从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。
So that is in the first John, it mentioned that no one has seen God, but whoever loves him and follows his command,is the one who sees him.
所以我自己的得出来的结论，我希望也是圣灵感动我们，让我们大家一起得出来的结论，爱主的就遵行主的命令。
So the conclusion I want to make from this is those who love God will follow, will keep his command.
特别对我们基督徒就是彼此相爱。
And to our Christians, we have to learn to obey the new command.Love one another.
当你愿意这样去遵守神的命令，愿意去彼此相爱的时候，你会发现说你没有能力，那神，你需要神与你同在，神向你显现，神向你显现与你同住的时候，你就更深的经历他的爱。
So if you want to follow his command and to love one another and you find that you do not have the strength to do it, then you will ask God to do it and then you will experience hisThen Jesus will show himself to you and you will experience his presence in your life and then you experience more of his love.
So, 有人经历基督的爱吗?
So anyone If you experience the love of Jesus,
遵行神的命令,
then you have to keep His commands.
哎, 你说, 哎, 你说律法主义啊。
Oh, you are kind of like the one who just follow the law.
我讲过神的爱跟神的圣洁紧紧的连在一起，唯他独尊，唯他是良善的源头，这个良善一定要把我们拉到他里面，跟他在一块。
So when I mentioned that the love of God actually relates is closely connected to His holiness, then God is all kindness and goodness. So we have to go back to His goodness to experience His love.
所以他要爱我们，他必然要我们，他的心意必然要我们去遵行他的命令。
So He loves us. So because of His love, He warns us to keep His command.
那这个我实在是讲不清楚，但是你们可以体会。
I can experience very clearly, but I hope you can understand.
我听到以前的我们的前院长CIU 的前院长 Dr. McQuicken, Robert McQuicken.
Robertson. So the previous president of CIU, Robertson McQuicken.
他有一个课程是专门训练宣教士的课程。
He have a class to train the missionaries.
他列出来说，他说旧约里面有几条命令啊，特别清楚的命令。
That in the Old Testament there are several commandments that's very clear.
他说旧约里面有六百条，新约里面也有六百条。
There are 600 commandments recorded in the New Old Testament and another 600 in the New Testament.
那对我们基督徒，耶稣给的一条新命令就是彼此相爱。
To our Christians, Jesus gave us a new commandment: love one another.
那他不要求非基督徒彼此相爱，那也不会相爱，对不对？你在世界上。看不到彼此相爱，只有彼此相争。
So he did not ask those non-Christians to love another, because in the world you cannot see people will love another. Usually, will just compete with one another.
那你我们基督徒对非基督徒只能是爱人如己，对吧？你也没办法指望他去跟你彼此相爱。
And Christians to the world, we could just try to love them, love people as ourselves, and we cannot expect people to love one another.
但是教会的弟兄姐妹要彼此相爱。
But brothers and sisters in the church, you have to love one another.
我发现当我们真的愿意去遵守这样命令的时候，神能力就在我们当中，生命就得到成长。
So if I find out that if we really want to keep His command to love one another, then we will experience His love and we will gain the, we have the power.
对，你们原谅我，我常常要用 CIU 的事情，因为受了那里的影响，但是我也很爱 CIU。
So you have to excuse me because I mentioned a lot about CIU. I was educated there and I really loved the school.
我有2005年的时候，我们 CIU 组成了一个团队去中国去。
And in 2005, some CIU students formed a group and went to China.
然后我们除了我一个会讲普通话，其他都只能讲英文。
I'm the only one in the group that can speak Mandarin.
但是他呢也都学了点中文。
And all the others knows very little Chinese.
然后我有一次，他们可能冒犯了我怎么样？我说没关系。
So one day, they did something that offended me a little bit. Then I just say, "Oh, that's all right."
哦，他说 "no relationship."
In Chinese, it say 没关系. In direct translation into English, it's no relationship.
真的，我们是 no relationship 的时候，你别人冒犯你就没关系。
So to Chinese, if we have no relationship, so even though you offend me, that's okay.
但是彼此相爱就是有 relationship.
But if we love one another, then we will have this relationship.
而且你的关系越深的时候，彼此相爱要求越高。
So the deeper the relationship, the more you expect the love will be.
这就是你会看到为什么夫妻之间这么的难以相处。
So that is the reason why in marriage that the husband and wife so difficult to get along.
但是夫妻之间也是这么容易的相处。
But actually, wife and husband is easy. On the other hand, it's also easy to get along.
只要夫妻两个人认定了是神面前立的约，他那稳固的根基立稳了，哎，他总有机会去处好。
So it depends on both the husband and wife realize that they have to make the commitment before the Lord. This is the firm foundation of their marriage. Then they will try to learn to love one another.
如果夫妻之间，这基督徒夫妻之间不意识到这个，而且还不会去彼此相爱的时候，造成的结果就是今天美国的教会离婚率跟世俗的离婚率一样高。
So if the husband and wife they are both Christian, but they don't realize they need to love one another, the result will be the divorce. And that is the reason why the divorce rate in the among Christians is the same as among the non-Christians.
所以我看到一本书上说 很多基督徒在离婚的时候 他会对他太太说 事实上我从来都没有爱过你。
So I read a book that say some people during the divorce they will say to the spouse, I never love you.
或者是我从来都没有找到你可爱之处。
Or I never find anything good about you.
所以Gary Thomas在他的神圣的婚姻书中说 说这样话的人等于他承认做基督徒彻底的失败。
So to those who say these words, that they mean one author in his book called Divine Marriage, they say actually this Christian is a complete failure.
我觉得一个人如果不能爱他的老婆,
I found out that if someone cannot even love his wife,
那他说他在教会里面很专心地去侍奉去爱别人,
how can he say he will love other people and serve in the church?
那个爱就是很表面的爱。
So the love actually is very superficial love.
那在彼此相爱里，他还要求我们在教会的生活当中彼此相爱。
So the love one another also extend in church.
那在教会里面，我就觉得说，当你去侍奉，当你跟人家同工的时候，当你的关系越来越深入的时候，那个对你彼此相爱的要求也越来越高。
So in the church, when you have serve together and you work together, you have more chances to get to know one another, then you will have a deeper demand for the love.
那可能有的是因为不同的想法、看法、恩赐，哈，这个都不是重要的。
When we have different talents and we have different opinions,
那个会造成冲突，然后那个。 对我们彼此相爱的要求不是太重太大。
So they will create conflicts.
我发现有的人讲说，要将心比心的哈，要看看拿自己的心去看看别人。我发现我里面有一个很黑暗的东西，我不会拿里面圣洁的心去跟别人的心比，我会拿里面很肮脏的心跟别人的心比。
So someone would say you should have sympathetic understanding and try to understand one another. But to me, it's very easy for me to use the darker side on my heart to compare with people.
所以我在遵守神的命令说要彼此相爱的时候，他逼迫我去思想、去默想、要去祷告。我在默想的时候，我就觉得说：“主啊，你的命令是很清楚的，要我去爱他。而且那个人也没有任何别的地方，比方说神学啊或者什么的基要真理上的错误。但是我明明知道这一些，可是我心里面就觉得不舒服，我就不能够去爱他。”
So when I try to obey this command to love one another, I also struggle inside when I meditate on how to love one another. And I find out that the brother, even though they have no theological differences or errors, but I have no way to love him.
我觉得里面东西堵在里面，就说你怎么努力？ 哎呀，主啊，我碰到他的时候，我一定不再被这个东西缠绕，可是他还会冒出来。
So even though I make up my mind that I try, no matter what, I try to love this brother, but whenever I see him, and it's so hard for me to love him.
所以有人讲说，我们基督徒是一群豪猪聚在一起。豪猪啊？豪猪 ，porcupine.
Oh, porcupine. Oh, okay. So a lot of people say that the Christians are like porcupines.
我们想靠近一点。We
want to get close to one another.
当我们靠太近的时候，就把别人刺着了。But
just like porcupine, we get close to one another, we get hurt.
那可能有的豪猪的毛要长一点。Some
of the porcupines they may have a longer what is called spike.
但你可能你的毛会短一点。Or
maybe yours are shorter.
但是你迟早被人刺，或者你刺别人。
No matter sooner or later, you either get hurt or you hurt other people.
我这个上面写着我参加过什么做过辅导的事情。
In the bulletin about my
对，上面写着辅导。
That I've been serving as a counselor.
我想这个是我的错误，我没有做过太多的辅导。
Actually, I didn't do much counseling.
我在国内大概做过几个婚前辅导，最多这样子。
In China, I do some, just a few premarital counseling.
那也调解过几对夫妻。
And I try to do some family counseling too.
然后我就跟那个夫妻吵架的双方说，啊，你一方软弱的时候，那一方要坚强啊。
So I try to talk to the husband and wife who are in conflict. Say, when one side is weak, the other side should get strong.
那一方软弱，你这一方去拉他一把。
So you get strong and you try to help him.
但是我发现呢，这一方软弱会把那一方给拉下水。
But what happens in reality is the one who gets weak will also try to pull the other one into the hole.
从来不会是坚强的人拉软弱的人起来。
So never once will the stronger one can be able to draw the weak one up from the hole.
都是软弱的把坚强的拉下去。
But the weak one will draw the strong one into the hole.
所以我们知道神的命令要彼此相爱。
So we know the commands of God that we need to love one another.
我们没有能力
but we do not have the strength.
就是这段经文里面我们还需要耶稣的显现
so just like this passage we need Jesus to show himself to us
所以耶稣也在这段经文前后我们前讲了他应许我们他会赐下圣灵
so that's also why Jesus mentioned he will send his advocate the Holy Spirit
那圣灵给我们同住就像耶稣与我们同住一样
So the Spirit lives in us just like Jesus lives in us
或者说就像门徒跟耶稣在一起一样
Or just like what the disciples spend time with Jesus
那我一开始讲的马大
I mentioned about Martha
那我们也会落入马大的情形
I will easily to get into situations like Martha
但是那个没关系
But that doesn't matter.
因为马大跟耶稣在一起。
Because Martha was with Jesus.
马大马上就去抱怨，向耶稣抱怨。
So Martha can go straight to Jesus and complain.
耶稣就责备他。
And Jesus confronted her.
耶稣责备也是爱的。
Even though Jesus
让他经历到爱。
Even though Jesus confronted her, he also showed his love to her.
那如果我们真的也像马大那样难受痛苦，圣灵在我们那里，就像耶稣住在我们那里，住在我们在我们边上，我们去问圣灵的时候，圣灵也责备我们，那是好的。
So when we are become anxious and want to complain, the Holy Spirit lives in us just like Jesus lives in us. That we can, that the Holy Spirit when we complain, the Holy Spirit will also rebuke and confront us.
就像保罗一样，当他。重重压力在那身上的时候，他去问的时候，问主的时候，圣灵会跟他说：“我的恩典够你啊。”
Just like Paul, when he called to God about his sufferings, but Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
所以我看说，我们要去彼此相爱，遵守神的命令。但是当我们在这个做不到的时候，我们去求问圣灵，我们一定要经历到圣灵，就好像耶稣与我们同住一样。
So when we want to love one another, we cannot, when we pray to God, we will experience the presence of Jesus in us.
我们一定要经历到耶稣基督的显现，就是圣灵很明显的与我同在，向我说话。
We can experience that Jesus show himself to us through the abiding of Holy Spirit in us.
所以我感觉到说，当圣灵感动我们的时候，他会指出我们里面的错误的地方。
When the Holy Spirit convicted us, He will show us the errors we made.
因为我们在这个生命成长过程中，虽然我们的老我已经钉死在十字架死了，可是我们这个新的我越来越像耶稣基督的那个我，还在一天天的慢慢的成长。
So in our life of sanctification, even the old self is nailed to the cross, but the new self we have can only grow slowly and gradually.
我想到我刚刚回到教会的时候，我到团契里面生活，我见一个人，那个人也没有任何的冒犯我，可是我就讨厌他。
So I remember when I went back to the church.And when I went to the fellowship and I saw someone, even though that person did not offend me, but I didn't like him at all.
而且我会猜测他背后的动机。
I even guess what kind of motive he has.
他那么积极在教会里面，肯定有什么。
He's serving so so hard in the church, he must have his own motive.
那神如果教导你说你要爱他，然后你要为他祷告，如果你心里有不舒服的地方，你要对付掉，但是怎么也去不掉。
So even though I know that I need to love one another, so I should pray for this brother, but no matter how hard I try, I just couldn't do it.
那直到有一次，我老婆正好回国去了，那是在来 CIU 之前，我就一个人就坐在那里，不停的祷告，说神啊，你不对付我里面的东西，不拿着我里面的东西，我今天就祷告不起来。
So before I came to CIU, and while my wife was in China, I spent a time to pray to God that I've got to take away this kind of disobedience in me. And I prayed to Him that if you do not answer to my prayer, I will not stop praying. I will not stop praying.
那这样的事情它不是一件单独的事，因为在生命成长过程中老有这样的事情冒出来。
It's not just one individual case. Actually, in our Christian life, there are lots of things like this appear one after another.
虽然我们也感谢神啊，那以前对付的就对付掉了，那还有一些小的东西出来。
So even though maybe you have already solved some of your problems, but there's still sooner or later new problems will arise.
但是我就讲说，我们在生命的成长的过程中，可能我们会常常有肉体不舒服的过程。
So I just want to remind you that in our Christian life, during our growth, there's usually something that is bothering us will appear.
那今天的社会的做法就是，当你肉体有疼痛了，赶紧吃止疼药。
So in the world today, if you feel pain, then you will immediately take some pain medicine.
那你心里有痛苦的时候，你赶紧去喝酒啊，或者找娱乐啊，把它忘掉。
You don't feel well psychologically, maybe you need to go to get a drink or you get to meet some friends.
但是我们基督徒彼此相爱的时候，也会有疼痛的时候，那个疼痛不见得是坏事。
So but as a Christian, we try to love one another and you suffer some pain. This pain may not be a bad thing.
我后来看到有央企写了一个医生做麻风病人的医生的那个写的，他那个医我就常常记不住那个名字，那个医生非常的有名。
I remember I come across a testimony about a doctor who works with the leprosies and I remember his statement.
他说他有得麻风病的人，他手脚疼痛都感觉不到。
So those who have leprosy, those patients have no pain at all.
他说有一个印度的麻风病人，他的手都快被治好了，但是那他请求说能不能够离开医院到家里去一下。
So one time there was in India there was a leprosy patient who was almost got healed, but he asked to go back home for a visit.
那医生再三嘱咐他，你要小心哈，不要碰到什么别的东西，因为你手脚的知觉还不那么敏感。
So the doctor said you have to be very careful because your nerve system is still not fully recovered and you will not feel any pain.
他回到他破烂的家里面住了一晚上，第二天发现脚趾头没了。
So he went back to his shabby home and spent the night. But in the morning he found that he lost one of his toes.
被老鼠咬掉，他没有任何疼痛的感觉。
Because it was bitten by the mouse, but he had feel no pain at all.
那如果我们基督徒心里也会有疼痛，那疼痛可能是神给我们的一个好的事情，让我们知道。
So for Christians, you may experience some pain, but you feel the pain, maybe it's a good thing for you.
而且我们肉体舒服的事情未必是神喜乐的事，常常不是神喜乐的事情。
So even though you feel joy, pleasure in something,you enjoy, but this thing may not be God, pleasing to God.
所以我有一阵子也给自己下决心说要常常做心痛的事。
So make a determination that I need to do something that costs me pain.
比方说你要向宣教工厂捐钱。
For example, you need to offer money to the mission field.
如果你捐的不痛不痒，就表明你捐的太少。
But if your offering doesn't cause you any pain, that means you do not offer enough.
确实是这样子。
That is true.
那所以玛勒特丽莎她讲说，当你去爱一个人的时候，你就把自己敞开，那你一定会受到伤害。
So Mother Teresa once she said, if you really love somebody, you open yourself and be ready to suffer pain.
可是当你 痛苦的时候还去爱，你会发现说你那个痛苦渐渐消失掉，你爱越来越多流露出来。
But even though you are pain, you're in pain when you love someone, but you sooner or later you find the pain will decrease when your love grows.
这就圣经里面讲说，神向你显现，神的爱医治了你，神的爱还是有能力使你去爱更多的人。
So that's why it said here that Jesus showed himself to you, then his love will heal you and his love will make you stronger.
所以你有人经历过基督的爱吗？
So have any one of you experienced the love of God?
去遵守神的命令。
Then you have to keep his commands.
你遵守神的命令的时候，你发现疼痛的时候，继续遵守神的命令。
So if you keep his commands and you suffer pain, but you continue to keep his command,
你祷告，你去祈求。
And you pray and you ask,
你会经历神的显现。
So you will experience the presence of God.
那神的爱会医治你。
God will show himself to you and his love will heal you.
那每个人的程度不一样哈。
People may experience different levels of.
圣经里面讲说，我们到了什么地步就当照着什么地步去行。
So the Bible also mentioned that you will what situation you have, position you have, you will do according to your situation.
我在南卡读神学院的时候，有不少的姐妹是单身的，她要把自己完全献给神去宣教。
When I studied at CIU, I met many CIU students who are singles.Single sisters, and they commit their life to the mission field.
他们有的就耽误了婚姻了。
Some of them may miss the chance to get married.
哎，有人就跟我讲说，他们这样做不符合神的心意。
But someone told them that this is not God's will for them.
他说，如果他有女儿，他自己病了，他不需要女儿来照顾他，以至于误了婚姻。
This person said, if I was sick, I will not let my daughter to take care of me and misses her chance of getting married.
我们的神不是病了，躺在床上需要我们去照顾他。
Our father is not sick that he needs us to take care of him.
我们的神像主耶稣讲的那个浪子的父亲。
But our father in heaven is just like the father that Jesus mentioned in the parable of the prodigal son.
天天想着浪子可以回来。
He always wait for the son to come back home.
如果他的大哥哥对爸爸说：“爸爸，我换下我的家业，我去找弟弟回来。”
If the older son said to the father, "Father, I will give up all my inheritance and go and look for my younger brother."
神会喜悦。
God will be happy.
因为他真的体会到了这个父亲的心意，真的体会到了。经历到了神的爱。
Because this older son really experienced the love of God and he really understand God's will.
那你这对神的爱越深的时候，你就越可能去为神付出代价，越可能在彼此相爱的时候，疼痛的时候，继续的对神说，我要爱你。
So if you really love God, that you are willing to sacrifice for him and you're willing to love one another even though you experience the pain but you continue to love and then you will experience the love of God.
我很难忘记我在CIU 毕业典礼的时候校长的最后一个讲道。
I can still remember the commencement speech by the president of CIU.
他说他还是学生的时候。
He said when he was still a student.
那学校里面通知说有一个去非洲的女宣教士要来到神学院。
So he remembered the school said that it was a missionary sister from Africa.
那学校要同学们都去听听她的讲道，听她分享。
So he encouraged all the students to go to listen to her sharing.
但是因为赶上考试，我知道在 CIU 很累啊。
So
赶上考试。
Because it was the exam week, so it was a lot of work to do.
这大家都没有太大的热情。
So not many of them have this passion to want to hear the sharing.
但是还是有人去了。
But some of them still go.
那校长那时候还是学生，他也去了。
At the time, the president was a student, also attend the sharing.
那个女宣教师看大家都没有热情，就改为说我们座谈吧。
So when the missionary said that not many people are interested, then he said instead of sharing, maybe we just have a we can have an open discussion.
那校长说他永远忘不了有一个冒失的年轻小伙子问的问题。
Then this the president said he never forget a young student asked such a question.
他就问那个女生教师说：“你为主付上了什么代价？”
The student asked the missionary, "What kind of sacrifice you offer to the Lord?"
那宣教师很心平气和讲说，他有一次在非洲受到了袭击。
So this missionary replied calmly that in Africa she was attacked.
她被绑在一棵树上。
She was bound, tied to the tree.
被人轮奸了。
And she was even raped.
然后她在那里哭泣的时候。
Well, while she was crying,
她不停地问神。
She kept on asking God.
主啊，我来这里付上这样惨重的代价，值得吗？
So Lord, is it worthy for me to come to the Africa and suffer this kind of pain?
主啊，这值得吗？
Is it worthy to do this?
许久以后，他听到了主的声音。
After a while, he heard the voice of God.
说女儿，不是这值得吗？
He said, daughter, is this not what is worthy or not?
而是我值得你付上这样代价。
But it's me that is worthy for you to offer this sacrifice.
我值得你付上这样惨重的代价。
It's me that is worthy for you to offer this suffering.
校长讲说他大家听完后都哭了。
And all the people cry after they hear the sharing.
有人经历到耶稣基督的爱吗？
Has anyone of you experienced the love of God?
你经历到爱，你就去爱别人。
If you experience His love, you will love other people.
这是他的命令。
That is His command.
你去遵守他的命令的时候，你发现你没有能力，你还要遵守。
If you want to keep His command, you find out you do not have the strength, but you still want, you still keep on to keep His command.
你呼求神的时候，神就与你显现。
So if you pray to God, God will show Himself to you.
他加给你能力，他的爱充满你，让你继续去爱。
He will give you strength, He will give you love, so that you can continue to love one another.
你愿意来经历神这样奇妙的爱吗？
Are you willing to experience this kind of amazing love of God?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父啊
，Father，
我知道你的爱长阔高深。
I know your love is deep and wide.
但是我们却无法完全的体会。
But we cannot fully comprehend.
我们愿意来到你的面前说，主啊，我愿意更爱你。
Lord, we want to come before you and tell you that, Lord, I want to love you more.
我们也求你让我们的现在心里面。想到教会弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的时候，仍然有纠结的时候，你的爱来医治我们。
So when we want to love one another in church and there are difficulties, we will ask for your love to fill us.
也祈求你让我们把你的爱也带到周围还没有认识你的人那里去。
We also ask you so that we can bring your love and show it to the people that never.Who never knows you.
求你的圣灵来掌管我们。
May your Holy Spirit take hold of our life.
祷告奉耶稣的名祈求。
And the prayer, we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.